This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I had something happen the other day that hasn't happened in all the time I've been doing this job. We were down in Vernon. It's about 15 minutes or so from Marketplace Central here in downtown LA. It's kind of industrial, lots of warehouses and factories, but there is at least one building that's a little different on the inside. Tree houses, the prefab kind you find in backyards instead of cubicles. A community space with a kitchen and picnic tables and an espresso machine. It's the headquarters of a company called Headley and Bennett. They make aprons, really nice, good aprons. Designer chef wear, I suppose you could say, a favored supplier of Martha Stewart and Alton Brown, to drop just a couple of names. Anyway, we walk in, I'm looking around, and then it happened.
Ellen,
hi.
Kai, how are you?
So
we all
nice
get hugs.
To, yes,
we get hugs.
Everybody gets hugs here.
This is a hugs place.
Yes,
okay.
This is hugs and
good.
Ice cream.
Excellent.
All around.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That
to have
was
guys.
Ellen Bennett, founder, CEO, and chief visionary.
Well, I've always wanted to be like the Nike of the culinary world. Basically,
that's a big, hairy goal.
It's so hairy. I really, really wanted to basically like outfit people and give them a sense of dignity and pride in the kitchen, which didn't exist. I was a line cook myself.
I was going to say, we should say, you know, wherever you speak, right?
Yes. I was a line cook at Providence and Baco Mercat here in LA.
Yeah.
And we, you know, would get our buns handed to us every night and working seriously long hours and, you know, trying to become a chef, right?
Yeah.
And gosh, if only I could make a uniform that I could wear and put on and have some dignity and pride and hold my head up higher when I cook for myself and my team.
Is it true that you started while you were still cooking?
Yes, I was very much still a cook. My chef at Baco came up to me and he's like, hey, there's a girl. She's going to make us some aprons. Do you want to get in on that order? And I was like, chef, I have an apron company now. I will make you those aprons. And I totally had nothing. I clocked out and I ran around town trying to find
and
fabrics.
Were you like sewing them yourself and the whole deal?
No, I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to sew.
That somehow is great. That somehow is great.
Yeah. I bartered with people.
Yeah.
So I was working at two great restaurants, yeah. Right? So I was like, I'll come and make you dinner if you make me a pattern. I'll come make you breakfast if you make me the apron cut. And that was how I sort of got the first one off the ground.
And you're doing well. I mean, seven figures is what I saw, right?
Yeah. We're in over 4,000 restaurants in the U.S. now.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And this year we're launching in Williams-Sonoma and Sur La Table nationwide.
Oh, man. So
and
now you're like
Whole
made,
Foods,
right?
Too.
I mean,
yeah,
right?
So we work our butts off, let's to say that lightly.
When did you go, this is so interesting, when did you go from line cook to entrepreneur?
I think I was sort of born that way. I don't think I became an entrepreneur because of Headley and Bennett. I think you have it in you and you have that drive and hustle and it's just sort of a piece of you. But that moment when I told my chef that I would make him those aprons, I think that was a very strong marking point in my life as a, I don't know, hooligan / entrepreneur.
You have some, I got to see.
Yes, let's go.
Let's go. All right, come on.
I love that this is a walking.
Oh, no, totally. All you have to
over
do.
Here,
all you
wrong way.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Hi. Watch out for the zip line. There's a zip line.
Of course there is.
So they're over here.
All right, so talk me through some of the elements of these things. Because you, I mean, there's like design elements and I guess functionality elements,
totally
right?
Totally functional.
Right, so,
super mega functional.
So show me.
So some of the things that we have on our aprons are, every single pocket is reinforced. There's double stitching everywhere.
Are pockets a big thing in kitchens?
Yes, and I'm like a bulldozer in the kitchen, so all my pockets would
rip off.
I'm shocked.
I can't believe that you go in there and you knock stuff
over,
having met you 20 minutes ago.
And having hugged your sound
right.
guy
that's
in the first 2 minutes who was
thing.
Like, what's going on? What's happening?
If only
emergency!
You knew.
yes, so every single pocket's reinforced, bar tacks. We double stitch everything. We do this little thing at the bottom, which basically makes it so that the apron doesn't curl when you wash it.
Yeah. You are a manufacturing company here in Los Angeles too, right?
Yeah, we're a full-blown manufacturing company. And we do our shipping and distribution, everything. And people can come and visit. Like, this is totally open to the public. And it's awesome because nobody actually sees what manufacturing is like these days.
That's totally true. That's
right?
Totally
and
true.
So here you have little kids getting to see the process from start to finish of how you actually make something. This is not being done overseas in some big giant factory with 1,000 people. This is like people's livelihoods are right here in front of you. So over here.
And here it is.
Yeah. So we have cutting and sewing. And then we work with four other factories nearby that do our work shirts and chef coats. And each team is specialized and just does different stuff.
here comes the boring business question then.
Tell me.
You are a small businesswoman.
Yes.
In this economy. How are you feeling about things? Right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's how questions. I feel. Deep sighs, especially since I'm going for American made here. You know, that's challenging, especially in California. And we just gave our entire staff health care as of 3 weeks ago. So that was a big move and costly, but it's something that we really thought was very important. And so we figured it out. And just how we figured out how to get our first office and how to get our first order, we figured out how to get health care. And it was just, we made it happen.
Really impressive. I'm blown away.
Wait, you're not even done looking at the whole space. Let's go.
There's more?
Yes. So over here, sewing teams.
Saw that. We got pictures too. It's a pretty cool space. Also, me in aprons. Check it out, marketplace.org.